What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to the Deception After Show, episode 11, loading up. Tonight, we're going to be talking about secret spies, sexy ex-boyfriends, and a shady, shady betrayal. Stay tuned for all of that and more coming up for you next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo. I like every week. I like their music. I gotta say, even this week, this is the only song from the episode. Keep me in mind, baby. Yes, when you do me wrong, keep me in mind. All right, what's up, party people? I'm your moderator for the evening, Erica Edwards, but I couldn't do this without my girls. So ladies, introduce yourselves to the wide world.
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones.
Hey, it's me, Cherry Davis.
All right, you guys, let's take it from the top. What do you all think overall of this episode? Episode 11, we're coming down to the end. I liked it, mostly. what were your feelings overall?
I thought it was an interesting enrichment. We saw the walk of shame. We saw Kay's type. And I'm liking her type. I'm like, yeah, girl. Get it.
I agree. I totally agree. Her time. I'm all there for the CIA. How did you feel, Shay? What were your thoughts?
I liked it there a whole bunch more because I was just like, okay, that's how we do. Got it. Understanding things today about Kay and her former life.
Very, very interesting. So the title of this show, this episode, is Loading Up. So off the top, we start off with this cute girl having an affair with her nerdy boss, who, shocking. And so she steals the chip sort of flash drive. I don't know exactly what it was called.
It's basically an EMS transmitter. So basically, when done correctly, it will take out all electricity within it. And this one actually takes out everything within a whole city block.
Right, exactly, exactly. So she steals this, and then Kay and Cameron go to investigate. So now what's interesting about this episode is, for once, we finally get to see Mike actually doing some investigation. Because she's always grabbing Cameron, but now Cameron does not have authorization or clearance. You know, even though we all know that he's an FBI agent, don't we? I think we should do, basically. So we finally get to see Mike and his interviewing skills, which I can see why she grabs Cameron. I'm not going to lie. But how did you guys think to see her grab Mike for a change?
Well, you first.
Okay. I was going to say, well, I mean, obviously when apparently because they have their classified clearance so they can get all the information. And technically Cameron is a consultant, so he's
right,
not
absolutely
privy to everything. It was interesting though watching their dynamic as like, because we actually get to see how they probably were before Cameron showed up, and
exactly
how they like their dynamics and how they worked, which I enjoyed actually to watch.
Exactly. It was okay for me. Like, to me, I feel like Cameron is a little bit cooler with the real people, but that's just my opinion. What do you think, Cher?
I thought he was distracted because he was thinking, I'm going to get some, super excited. We're moving past that level when she's going to tell her at, so we can just get past it. I do think his interview skills were lacking, but I think it's because she takes charge. I mean, she's like, the minute she's in the room, she just fills it with, you know, I'm in charge, I'm the big dog, I'm the leader. That's one of the things I find fascinating about her and Cameron, because he tries to be the big dog and she's like, no, me. It's all me. All eyes on me. I got the gun. I got the badge. Fume, fume, fume.
But they balance each other out in that
way,
too.
I agree with Shay a little bit on this one, too, because I feel like she's like that, but she doesn't dominate Cameron the way she does Mike, I would say. Like, to me, Cameron is still like, well, yeah, you're the top gun, but yeah, I'm the magician, and it's how we do things. So I think he adds a nice little comeback to her that, like, Mike doesn't even really do or whatever. But
he did try to trademark it.
Impossible. Yes.
I just like the whole the cane popped up. I was like, yes, magician. Yay.
I loved it. For those of you that follow David Kwong, check out his Instagram because he has a video of that scene with Jack Cutmer Scott hitting himself in the head hard with that cane. So sometimes tricks don't always go as planned. But a great video. Okay. So that leads them to, so this guy, he's been shot. He reveals to them that, you know, but she had a drawer at his house. That's when you know you're in a relationship.
And you have a key.
Exactly. Exactly. Or even not a key. If you just know your stuff is, basically, if your stuff is still there when you get back, he really likes you. That's just a word to all the women in the streets. But yeah, so when they're investigating, we see the team. Oh, we see the team checking out and looking through his things.
Her gym bag, which is I thought was awesome. I just love espionage. I think it's awesome. Like her bag was an actual blueprint.
Right. That was so cool. So cool. And then she had the little directions written down on a sheet of paper. Woo! Super spy.
She can't remember everything. She had a lot on her mind. She's pretending to have Hartley work. She was bringing in the gun in pieces. She was having to sleep with that guy. I mean, there was a lot of things. And, of course, her mind was on her revenge. So she had a lot juggling. She was like, I got so much on my mind.
I give her props for being that meticulous for 8 months.
Yes. I loved the concept that she brought in the gun in these small little pieces every day for 8 months. And then I don't know how when she really put it together, because I know she was doing a little hokey pokey under her desk. And all of a sudden, it's like this glass gun with one good bullet. So now I loved when we get to the train scene station, because they're like, okay, that was amazing. I loved Cameron pointing out all of the hidden people. What did you guys think?
Yeah, that was really dope. I'm like, no homeless person has that good of a manicure. And if you are a 30-year-old playing video games, you're not really paying attention to anybody else. Let's just be honest. Because, like, once you're, like, legit, if anybody has ever been on any metro station anywhere in the world, doesn't matter what state you're in, nobody's paying attention to nobody, most likely. You're worried about yourself, and you're hoping nobody talks to you. Kegels about subway life for single women. Okay, let me tell you something. However, I thought that was really, like, and, like, lady, if you're talking too long, but you don't, like, she was talking on her phone, and I'm like, looking at her kind of like, I don't even think you know what conversation you're having now. Like, you're on a long conversation, but I don't think you even know where it went.
True.
If that makes sense.
True. I agree with you, because I thought he was going to say, because she didn't really look like she was talking. She just looked like she was going, blah, 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 blah. You know, she didn't really look engaged. Like, whoever she was talking to, she did not care about them.
Not care.
I agree with you on the phone thing, because I think, although I will say this, in New York, much like Chicago, you do need to pay attention because people will steal your stuff. Yes. So you should.
And they'll push you into the train tracks.
And you should be watching your phone and the areas around you.
Well, I'm saying, but like, if the guy's like hanging against the wall playing his video game, most likely, unless somebody bumps up to you, nobody's coming like going to steal anything because obviously you don't have a purse or anything. However, yes, you should also be aware where your bags are. That's just key for any woman, regardless of where you are. Yes. Always make sure you know where your person's
true. But watch that phone, because I've seen many a phone get snatched, even in Los Angeles.
Just take it. Take it out of your hand. Excellent. Usually, I keep it in my pocket.
Usually, while you're texting somebody, it's gone.
Please try me.
Unless you can sprint, they're gonna take off.
But beyond all of that,
I love the train scene. The train scene was awesome. I loved how, when he was walking in, he was noticing all these little details. Kay's eyes immediately went to, damn, is that my ex? Shit.
That's like, girl. That was a whole singular focus thing where, like, you know you should be paying attention to what you should be, but, oh, the ex just walked in and you're just like, should I let him notice me? Should I not let him notice me? Maybe, you know, I'll just turn around and he won't really know that I was here. Like, she legit wanted to ditch. It was like 5 seconds of the moment when she was like, I still want to go for the door right now. I want to go down the stairs again. Maybe we'll catch her another time.
That's kind of how she was looking. But we all know in her heart she was looking like, damn, he looked good.
He looked good.
Did. Played Isaac Walker, played by Brett Dalton. OMG. Okay. I love me some Jonathan and Cameron. But girl, get back with your ex.
Yeah, I'm cheating on the brothers. Cheating. I'm done.
Yes. Yes.
They're dead to me now.
It's a wrap. So,
but we know what your types are.
A handsome man in a suit with a real job.
Whoop, a magician whoop. Has a real job, especially when you get paid however much millions you got paid to do, like, David. The specials.
Yes, indeed. So, we're distracted here by Brett Dalton, I'm just going to say, but we're going to focus. We're going to get back on track. And so, Anne Rojas, which that was her undercover name, her official name. Do you guys have her name?
Anais.
Yes.
Gomez,
yes. So they pick her up. Cameron does his switcheroo and gets her gun, which was totally cute and cool. And so then we see the dynamic between Isaac, Cam, and Kay. So we see Cameron finally starts to act like a little interested and jealous of the super spy ex-boyfriend. So the CIA is trying to capture her as well. And so it's the kind of the dual agency thing. And they kind of push Cameron to the side again.
Yes.
And we see them, interviewing her. How did you guys feel about the ex and his and Kay's dynamic?
Definitely, she's still like, dude, you keeping secrets. What are your secrets? Just tell me and then it'll all be over. That's all I got.
She wanted to forgive him. Look at him. My gosh. I'm like kaflunked. But I did understand why they broke up, because that's a lot of lies to keep to yourself. But once you know someone's in the CIA, you really can't. You just can't ask them certain things. So I was like, I'm kind of mad at you for lying, but say it again. Let me look deeply in your eyes. I forgive you.
And I was kind of surprised, and I guess I want to see what you guys think. To me, I was surprised that as an FBI agent, she's not a lay person. Yeah. She couldn't tell Cameron some things. Why would this be the one thing that would break up her engagement? I was kind of shocked by that being why they were apart. Because I was like, you're not like a cook or something. You're not a cook or anything. Sorry, you guys. Woo! You're not a cook or anything. Why did this break you up? What did you guys think about that?
I mean, for that conversation, I get it. Because then it's not like you just lied to me about the mission. You lied to me about who you were. You just told me you're a field agent. Like, but no, you're the king spy, dude. Like, that's a big thing to keep. And even if you're just lying to me about one thing.
To protect you.
Yeah.
I think she gets that, like, okay, for your job, you have to keep certain secrets from me. But there, I think that also comes to a point where she has to realize those secrets are also the thing that are holding us back.
Okay.
At the same time.
Okay. Sort of. But even spouses of real life CIA agents, they just can't tell them certain things. Right. They don't lie. They just don't tell you. Or they have a mate. Like, I had a friend that worked for the CIA. She told me she was a tax accountant. And she had, like, a fake number and stuff at the office. And she disappeared all the time. I didn't think anything of it. Then I realized she was really a spy. Anyway.
Okay, you guys. Well,
giving away secrets.
If you two have relationship issues, then we have a suggestion for you. So take it away, Sherry.
Well, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, yes, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us, the Deception team, that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Yes, it's free. And clearly dating is as hard in New York as it is here in Los Angeles. So get those tips, because relationships can be a struggle.
Hard.
I know. Speaking of which, what do you guys think about Dana and Mike getting a busy on?
Getting a walk of shame.
Dana and Mike are funny, though. She's like, oh, I'm just, hey, everybody, how you doing? I came in with my purse. Like, and really, dude, you came in 5 seconds after me. How did you really think that was? I don't know how that played out in his head. He thought it was super cool and not to be suspicious. But really, Dina, I don't know why you thought it was going to work. Because you actually live here. You actually live in the archive. So if you walking in with your purse and your bag, like wearing your coat still, we know you didn't sleep here. So you had to hide for what?
Yeah, I'm like, how did you think you were going to hide from, like, an FBI agent? I mean, clearly they don't know everything. But I feel like Kate could figure this out pretty easily as...
They all figured it out. Exactly. You know, the boys figured it out from the minute she didn't come home, because they all keep tabs on each other. Mike is such a nice guy that that's why he's FBI and not CIA. He's not slick enough. It was just, I think the excitement of having Dinah was just too much for him. It was just, she broke him. She broke him like what was it? Like China broke the Kardashian boy. Whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Rob Kardashian. Thank you. There, I dropped my little hip-hop rhyme.
Woo. Okay, but in a good way, not in a devastating ruin-your-life type way. Well, at least not till the end of the episode. Okay, so we will say Mike is a bit distracted. So that's when we first get to see a little bit more of Jonathan, and he's on the phone with Cameron, and he's like, huh, well, she was so meticulous, but then you all just caught her super easily. And it's always funny to me when Cameron or Jonathan come up with these insights, and I'm like, who are these people at the FBI? You know what I'm saying? It's like they got a team full of people, but Jonathan, the prisoner on the phone, is like, that seems a little simple. What do you think? So that was one of those times where I was like, okay, you guys, I'm going to keep it with you because I love you, but I feel like someone at the FBI could have figured
I mean, they would have probably figured it out eventually, yes. Just not so fast on the upkeep. Because it is true, like, if she is a super spy, she wouldn't have gotten taken unless she really wanted to be taken.
Alive.
Yeah.
And they're so busy fighting over who got her, I think it distracted them. And of course, the Etzes were distracted by being Etzes, and they're doing the little fake fighty, the little like pretend we get along, but really they're kind of fighting. And then Cameron's looking like, what? He's a little confused.
I loved the fact, I mean, there's nothing like your ex as soon as he sees you. Are you with somebody?
Oh no, she's single.
Why are you still concerned? I love that you still care.
Because he wants to bring it back.
Like, exactly. Actually, off the top, you can tell he was like, okay, I'm trying to get back in where I can fit in.
Who can blame? Kay is awesome. She's really cool. I love her.
She is awesome. And I will like to give a shout out at this point to all the people for listening to us on iTunes. Thank you so much. And if you are listening to us, please subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Comment so we can chat back with you. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. So give us 5 stars, you guys. And, you know, chat with us.
Yes.
Okay, so finally, now we find out about Redbird, sort of.
Ooh,
yes. She's like, oh, I want to know Redbird. And now we really get to see Isaac and Kay's dynamic, because he's like, okay, well, if she wants to talk about Redbird, Kay, even you got to get out the room. And so now Kay can't stand it. And and what's interesting is, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't think of her having the chip inside of her. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's not like they can X-ray her. They got an X-ray machine at the FBI building.
Yeah, but it's not like people don't smuggle coke inside. People smuggle stuff inside them all the time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't as surprised by that move, but it was a good one. It was a slick one.
It was slick. I thought it was interesting. They didn't have her go through... I assume she went through a metal detector, but maybe it wasn't sensitive enough or something. I don't understand how it would make it through, even if she had it in her tummy or under her tongue or whatever. But I thought it was a good way to move the story along, as well as a reminder that she was a super Russian-trained spy chick, and she's filled with righteous anger, relatively speaking. For her, is righteous anger. For me, I think you were in the wrong, so...
Yeah, and it was interesting. I liked the idea that she was Venezuelan, but then they shipped her to Russia for training. I was like, that's pretty nifty.
They had a close relationship.
Exactly. I like those communists working together. So that I did kind kind of like that, you know, worldwide dynamic to it. And so that was another thing too. Like she was a very great actress, great job. I don't feel like that came out of her stomach though, because
I think it was close between like her throat and
or the top of her, whatever. I was like, yeah maybe you have it in your tooth someplace. But yeah, I was like, that's a little too clean looking. But these are just small details that only dark, morbid, disgusting Erica would think about. Okay, so now she has her hit list, and we still don't really know what's really behind Redbird. And but we still get to see a bigger dynamic of Kay. To me, I feel like this episode was mostly about Kay and her ex and kind of giving you the background on Kay. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with the storyline, but I feel like, for me, I feel like it was mostly geared around their relationship. What do you guys think?
I felt it was sort of like if there was a second season, he would have been a recurring character to add more background and to add, because I know everyone is like Cameron would get together with her. I personally think she has more connection with Jonathan because he's like her type, where he's got like a little bit of an edge and
right.
He's not as nice. I mean, he's not a bad person. He's just a little bit more tougher and more challenging for her. But I think that's what their plan was if they got in a second season, and I would have been all for that. I like that whole, I love love triangles. So I'm like, bring on more love triangles, more.
Exactly. What do you think?
It was an okay, like, it's a reason why exes are exes for some. I mean, that really doesn't apply to my life. However, for the situation, some exes should just be exes. And, I mean, get your closure, get what you need to get out of it. But I am definitely Team Cam and Kay. I like it.
Okay.
I like their dynamic, and I just like, even though she is, like, alpha woman, like, Cameron can bring her down a couple notches and then make her just relax. Like, she doesn't really have to be on, that much on guard with Cameron, and we see a little bit more vulnerability, which I like.
True. I agree with you in to some extent, although I am not going to lie, I will reheat some leftovers. So, who doesn't occasionally backslide to a not so good relationship?
Hey, your number doesn't go up.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I don't. If the relationship was, if we ended good, yes, please. If we did not, don't talk to me. Like, I mean, we'll be cool. I'll be polite. I was brought up well, but I'm good.
Okay. Now it's a yo-yo.
So, Anna, wait, I'm sorry. What's her
name? Anais.
Anais. Excuse me. She has her hit list. She kills one woman, and so she's after this other guy. And I love that Cameron goes undercover again. I love Cameron every week undercover with him. I love it. He's like the best observer for the FBI. They need to pay him like 2-3 salaries, because I feel like he does more than the other agents. I'm just going to put that out there. But I love the whole scene with the bullet getting caught in the glass.
That was
like crazy to me.
I like that one. That was everything. Good.
That was everything.
Because I didn't see them figure it out.
I didn't see them really put it up. Yeah. Did I miss that? I was like, did I miss this?
It's that commercial with the Windex and the bird walked towards the door. And he like hits his head and he's like, oh, they must have used Windex.
Exactly. And what was so cool, what I did, like, what was shocking, I guess, about the episode is that Cameron was like, I'm running out of trees. But, you know what I mean? So I think that kind of threw me, too, because she was like, oh, you'll be all right.
And I'm like, what you mean?
He's running out of trees. And we never saw them set up the deception this time. And the way they were talking, it was like they didn't know it was there, you know, either. She's like, oh, keep run as fast as you can, babe. And so... like, oh, I think she's really liking her ex a lot.
You'll be all right, Cameron.
Yes. So that's how they capture Anais, which was really early in the episode. So I was kind of like, wow, okay, now what are we doing? Were you guys surprised that she got caught so early?
Yes. I really thought they wouldn't catch her till the end. I thought she'd kill a few more people and that we would slowly get revealed of what Redbird was, why she was really after people. They kind of said why she was after people, but if you're a spy, the assumption is you're going to get killed and captured eventually, so you can't really take it personally. I almost think that Brett used a honey trap on her and honey trapped her. And that's why she was so insanely pissed.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's not bad. Because I was like that too. I was like, well, it's a Hurl team and no, you're disappointed. But yeah, this is what you do. So why are you so shocked that everybody got killed?
Yes.
But yeah, so I agree with you on that. Totally. I totally agree with you on that one. So I was like, okay, well, they caught the crazy woman. Now what? So we go to Erica's favorite part of the show, the Jonathan part. Okay. Yay. So we see Jonathan in prison. I love me some Jonathan.
Like, I love Jonathan.
I love the prison scenes. I don't know. I can't say why I have such an affinity for them, but I do. It's weird.
You don't date prisoners, do you?
Well, okay. This is a public show. I don't need to tell everybody my business. I do not know any prisoners right now. Okay. So, So first we see Dina coming to tell Jonathan that she and Mike have been hooking up.
They're official. It's like, that's a totally different thing. If you're hooking up, okay, you're hooking up. But now we're like, oh, we're putting labels to this relationship. That's totally different.
Oh, do they have labels?
They have a label now. That's why she can't even tell them. Like, and that's why he like dropped the coin.
Yeah. She met the sons. Now they're sleeping together. They're in a
I know
a
they're sleeping together. I'm not sure if they... Well, okay. I'm not going to pass my judgments.
Well, no, that's what okay. She said. Me and Mike have decided. Like, she's going to say we've decided to...
Well, she never said what they decided
because
to do.
Because he dropped... She knew that was a big deal for him, dropping that coin.
Right.
That was a big deal if he drops a coin.
Right, because he's distracted.
And then he turned upset. Away so she couldn't see, so he could get his composure back, so he could be all, like, tough. I'm in prison. I can't be weak.
Right.
But yeah, he was upset. I think out of anything, if he was going to escape early on his own for any reason, it would be to break them up. To cause some trouble.
All right. Let's save something for the predictions, dear. But so he asks her to use, he's like, well, since you've given up the goods, can you use your feminine wiles and get his ID and get this redacted page or whatever. I was totally surprised that she agreed to do it so quickly. I was just like, wait, I thought you were your new man. So that's what leads me to believe that the depth of this relationship is not as deep as we thought originally, or as I thought originally. What were your thoughts about that?
I feel like if Mike would have gave her what she wanted, she wouldn't have did it. But this will surprise me that she took it. She took his thing out of the building.
Yes.
I would have just left it in his office.
Yes.
And made like dropped it by the door or something. Maybe if like it fell off his coat when he picked it up and left. I wouldn't have taken it out of the building with me.
Yeah.
That's more what I was really shocked by for Dean. I'm just like,
yes.
And then somebody bumps you. You are a magician.
Right.
She's not a magician.
Well, she is. She knows the tricks, whatever. She can pull her own magic tricks if she really wants to. So somebody's bumping up against you. I need to be feeling things. I need to, like, make sure everything that I hang with is still on my person after you left me.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right. I agree.
I don't like being bumped against the street. Like, I will immediately start checking things on my person.
I'm not going to lie. Well, every time I'm on a train right now coming to this show, I'm always like, don't nobody rub against me and take my phone out here. I know exactly where my phone is. I always have my hand out here, where my bags are, every coat pocket. So this show has made me more cautious. What do you think, Drew?
The fact that he had to bump her and there was nobody else in the audience, I mean, on the street, I assumed he was just being a creeper and was just purposely, like, bumping women's boobs. And I was like, gross, man. Ew. Boob bumper.
That is pretty gross, but, Sherry, that your mind would go there. Yes, that's
great. I've had him undo that to me, but I guess, you know, hey, whatever. Okay. But that's what I at first thought. But her leaving with it surprised me because it would make more sense if she dropped it and then, oh, hey, Mike, I found your badge on the floor. I think he dropped it. And so she, like, took it out.
Just over by the door. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's not something you need to be taken out of the building.
No, you shouldn't take
like,
it out of the
completely
building.
At all. Like, there's one thing to get the information for Jonathan.
Yes.
Cool. It's another to think it's okay to keep it on you. And if you do keep it on you, that's something you might want to put in your bra. Like, yeah. So even if somebody bump against you, unless they really get into your person,
correct.
It's not going anywhere. Yeah, and it's clippable. Clip it to your bra and it's inside and can't nobody get it. Why would you put it in your pocket on the street?
Yeah, right. To me, I was really shocked, I guess, just overall that Jonathan, you tell him you're in a relationship. He's like, okay, well, use your relationship to help me with this. And to me, if she was really with Mike, if her feelings for Mike were really that serious, I don't think she should have done it. And just so easily, like, she was just like, oh. And then on top of that, you're going to send a shout out and ask him first. Now that he tells you, I can't give you the info. So now if anything comes up, he's going to know it's you. Like, duh. So I was like, wait, you still going to steal it after you asked him? I'd been like, I asked him, he wouldn't give it to me. That's it. I'm not going to do anything illegal for my ex, and I'm with my new man. Like,
love the one you're with.
Yeah,
I feel like she loved the one you had. Like, because she obviously, you know, Dina still loves Jonathan. She still loves Jonathan. And I think it really, when he said, I just want to come home, it also, like, a part of her brain was like, he wants to come home to me. Like, I feel like that also, like, triggered something in her where she was like, I still want to be the person he comes home to-ish, even though he did break my heart.
Yeah, but I am not committing crimes for my ex with my new FBI agent boyfriend.
I mean, if I'm going to do it, I would have left the badge there still. Like, yes. I would not have taken it out of the building.
Yeah, because she wouldn't have gotten caught if she hadn't done that.
All she had to do was keep it in the building. Like, you got what you needed. You took it. You got your flash drive. I'm out. Deuces. Oh, I left. Hey, Mike, you might have. Somebody's going to call. Hey, Mike, I found your ID on the floor. You might want to come get it. Like, that's just not something you take out. That's just not smart.
No.
Regardless. Exactly.
And I expect better from Dina.
She's a very intelligent woman. I really do. And I expect better from her.
But it was almost like a test that Jonathan did.
Also.
To it was see a test for everybody. And everybody flunked it. Everybody flunked it.
Mike
all the way around.
Fail.
Mike. Okay. So, don't get me started. Mike is like the nicest, sweetest, dimmest FBI agent ever. But he's super, super nice. So, I love me some Mike. So, what's interesting is, so then when they get the page, that's when you kind of know something's weird because there's nothing on the page. The only thing I will say in Dina's defense is that if Mike really took the time to look, then maybe he would have realized that, because I'm confused as to whether the FBI really redacted the page or the mystery woman redacted it. So to me, if it was just random nonsense on there, maybe Mike just like blew it off. Like, well, nah, I can't, it's redacted. It's too bad. Instead of really looking into it. Cause maybe it wasn't really redacted. That's what I thought at the end of the episode. What did you guys think?
Oh, that would be interesting, too, because the guard would have, you know, be able to get into the room when Jonathan's back in his cell. So he could have changed something or took a page or added a page that was redacted.
Exactly. Or maybe they got some mystery, you know, who knows. But so I did question that, actually.
What killed me was how casual they were talking about it in front of the guard. It wasn't like he was like straight up standing there listening like, uh-huh, so that's a crime. You're just going to say that in front of me? 5 years. 5 more years at it.
Right. I was really sort of surprised about that, but we spoke about this last week. Shay and I both mentioned that we saw the crazy guard looking at him anyway. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like that, too. I'm like, why would you talk about anything before the door is shut? Like, I am confused. Is he wearing headphones? Like, why would you do that? So I was very shocked by that as well.
I think it's that they're so used to the guards after a while. Not that I've been in prison. You just tune them out. And just
sure,
don't
that's what we
them.
All say, girl.
Because, you know, they go to the bathroom in the prison room thing, cell. And it has no, like, shower door or anything. They just, everything's, like, out all the time. You just get used to it.
Yeah, that's
I guess.
Totally
I don't know. I haven't
different
been.
Than discussing secret crimes in front of other people.
But Jonathan should know better, like, after he almost got framed. You should kind of know better.
Yeah, I agree with you totally on that. I was, like, totally shocked when he started showing these clips. I was like, oh, wait, they were talking and the door wasn't closed? Who does that? Like, who talks about secret illegal activity, like, out in the open in front of folks? So I was totally surprised by that. But I really thought, oh, my gosh, I guess I am a dark person because I really thought that that guard was going to beat his behind when he shut that door. I was like, oh my gosh, Jonathan's getting another beat down.
No, that would have been a good fight because I feel like Jonathan would have won. No offense to the guard.
I don't know. I'm not going to place any bets at the moment, but I was totally shocked by that. What did you guys think was going to happen when the guard went in the room with him?
I thought he was going to beat him too. Or shoot him and have a throwaway gun. You went for my gun!
Exactly, or something. And I was totally, like, they got me. They don't always get me, as you guys know, but they got me this time. I was like, the mystery woman? She's everywhere.
Of course she is. Of course she'd have a guard in the prison where Jonathan is. Like, of like, like, I didn't think about it till like it happened. I was like, of course she would.
Yeah, I mean, it totally made sense. But I, this was, I think this might be the first time they really surprised me the whole season, because I was like, oh, okay, this is clever.
Well, now we know how the librarian got burned up. I think the prisoner, I think the cop, the prison guard did it for some reason. Maybe he knew something. Maybe he saw something.
With the other. Okay, I got you. Yeah. And so the evil prison guard is like, yeah, but she wants you to stay alive for now. So that part was totally buck wild. I was totally surprised. I was like, a deception, trying to, you know, deceive a sister in the 11th episode. So I loved it. I was very impressed by that. Okay, so then we have the wrap up with Mike getting suspended because they use his ID to actually steal the diamond.
Yes.
So that that whole thing, I almost had to watch it twice. I was like, wait, what? So that's like, oh my gosh. So now, you know, he's looking crazy. Dina's looking through her purse like she ain't know she's been pickpocketed. Okay. And if you say so, girl. And, you know, and so everybody's like shocked. So what do you guys think? I feel like Dina should come clean. What do you guys think?
That's my prediction, so I'll leave it alone.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it alone. We'll leave it there, and we will save our thoughts on that for predictions, because that's how the episode ends, with everybody looking like, what? What happened to his ID? Now he's been suspended. Blah, blah, blah. So, so on that note, we're going to head over and do our special segment.
We didn't talk about the date.
Oh, their date when they went back to the restaurant they were talking.
Oh, and then restaurant. I'm sorry. We did not talk about this.
The date was very
romantic. When Cameron got shot. I forgot. That date was so exciting. I'm sorry. I did not mean to forget. It was kind of interesting. So Cameron convinces Kay to actually go on the date with Isaac. And that's when Cam has that conversation with Jonathan. And he finally acts like he has feelings for her, or reveals it, sort of, because I'm not really feeling it. Like,
no,
I don't know. I wasn't really getting the vibe. But Isaac is trying to get back with her, and she's sort of into it. But they turn the phones off, so that's when they don't know that someone's out to kill them. What did you guys think of that scene?
I thought his jealousy wasn't so much sexually, so much as in, that is my friend, that's my replacement. Cameron's replacement for Jonathan.
Okay.
And that was his jealousy, but it wasn't like, oh, I want to like have the grown up Mamba dance with her. It was more like, she's my friend. I mean, I don't know about any of you, but I get possessive sometimes of my friends, and I get like, not that I do that, of course, because I'm not crazy. Never mind.
We get it, sort of. Okay, now what about you?
Okay, so for me, I actually do kind of think that Cameron's kind of realizing maybe he does have actual feelings for Kay. I think that's probably the like longest relation besides Dina that hasn't been sexual yet with another woman. So I mean, that's a totally new feeling you'll have for somebody before you even want to maybe get sexual with them, to realize like, oh, okay, I'm jealous, but it has to be also deeper than that. And I do like the fact that they actually talked about their, you know, their past, you know, their first date, and the fact that he proposed at the same place, which is kind of romantic.
Right.
I won't say inventive, but it is romantic to propose at the same place. Yeah, your first date. But like to then reveal, oh yeah, so I wasn't truthful. So Redbird is me. And I was never a field agent. I am been a spy through all of it. Really? You could have kept that to yourself, actually, now. You might as well.
Well, I think I got the impression, which is kind of going to what Cherry was saying as well, that he was trying to go into retirement, like the spy that came in from the cold or whatever. And so had this, or when they get renewed, wherever that may be, he would come back and be like, okay, I'm not an agent anymore. I think that was his purpose, or that's how I took it. Like, that's why he told her anyway. And You know, and then we see, and I didn't really feel, I'm with Cherry, I didn't really get that vibe. Like, I know they're trying to say that, but I didn't get it. And it wasn't until Cameron came up with his bulletproof vest on, yes, proclaiming his love. Now, I'm a little surprised that no one sent the killer a photo of who he was supposed to be shooting. So he was confused by Cameron's bouts of love in their relationship. So so I was a little surprised, but Cameron saved the day, which was lovely. Very nice. The way they wrapped it up, which I found still not believable, Kay says, you know, she decided not to go back. She wants to move forward, with the implication being with Cameron, but not really. Like, I didn't feel that. She's like, well, I want to move on with my life. I don't want to go back with him. But I didn't really feel like she really wanted to get back with Cameron either.
I feel like she doesn't want to go back with Cameron, the relationship that they had before, what was like secrets.
Right.
If he became just a regular administrator in the CIA or whatever, or an FBI agent, then they'd be able to move forward and begin again and get to know each other, like really get to know each other. But no, she doesn't want to go back to what it was before. But she has no chemistry really with
Cameron.
She has chemistry with Jonathan. But Jonathan still loves Dina. Oh, it's very confusing. There's so much.
Yes, there's so many triangles. She's getting confused.
When they see, when I see, two different things. However, I will say, even if he does stop being a spy, you never stop being a spy when you're in the CIA. There is no getting out unless you're dead.
See, there's so many more episodes to be had with that. All right, you guys. So let's do the special segment really quickly, which is Behind the Magic. Woohoo. Okay. So what I found out about the title of our episode, Loading Up, it refers to the magician's technique of having apparatus and props rigged up on his or her body, much like old girl had the stuff in her mouth and the gun on her in pieces every day. And much like I'm sure David had a card up his sleeve last week when he was doing that trick with me, but I couldn't see it. But yes, that is what's behind this episode. All right, you guys. So let's quickly do some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, you guys. So I found a news article that said I can't even read it, but okay. So, okay, don't worry about it. Vinnie Jones is going to, there are rumors by the show producer, Steve Knight, of one of my favorite BBC shows, Peaky Blinders. And the fifth series is coming back next year. And there's rumors and hints that Vinnie Jones, yes, Peaky Blinders and Vinnie Jones, boom, boom. That would be amazing because I love that show. Vinny would kill it. He would slay. So if it happens, you guys, let them know you heard it here first in the U.S. at Deception. So yay, Vinny. Yay. We would love to see you in Peaky Blinders. We would love it, love it, love it. Woohoo. All right, you guys. It's predictions time.
Woo-hoo. And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. All right, I'll start it over on that side first.
With me?
Sure, Cherry.
So my prediction is that Jonathan, his jealousy will be too much and he's going to try and break out of jail to break up Dinah and Mike. That'd be so romantic. Okay. And that I think we might see Isaac one more time, even if it's just a flashback or something. And that we'll see the mystery woman in the final episode.
Okay. Go ahead.
So the mystery woman definitely comes back in the last 2-hour finale episode. I also feel like she's going to try to bring a wedge between Jonathan and Cameron.
Okay.
And if Jonathan does break out, I really think it's going to be to take down the mystery woman so much. Even though it'd be awesome if he like just comes to see Dina. That'd be awesome. As for Dina, she's definitely going to come clean to Mike, and he is going to end everything. That's going to be the nail in the coffin for that. That was a nice, you know, that's a nice little vacation I have, and now I'm back to reality. Bye! And that's my predictions.
Okay, my predictions are that Dina is not going to come clean, and Mike is going to find out, and that will be the end of their relationship and her arrest, because that is illegal. And the only thing, Jonathan may break out, I think, to get the diamond back, because I feel like that might be the only way the FBI might parole whatever illegal, because right now they've helped them steal this diamond. So I don't even know, like, you go down for stuff like that.
Yes.
If they catch you. So
they didn't try to help nobody steal a diamond.
Whatever.
FBI, don't look at it like FBI, that.
You stole it, boo. It's on you. And I do feel like Jonathan is going to have a couple of more hardcore prison fight scenes. Yes, I do. So stay tuned, you guys. Next week will be the finale. Oh, it's so hard to say goodbye. But yeah, so you guys tune in with us next week. But thank you so much for watching the Deception After Show and being here with us tonight. I am Erica Edwards, your moderator of the evening, and you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Hey guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, you can find me, Cherry underscore LA, on Twitter and Instagram, and at 10 p.m. for the 100 on Tuesday nights. And, of course, Deception with my girls. Woo! And Sunday at 6 p.m. with The Expanse.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.